I'm Diane Orson with WNPR News. A growing body of evidence shows that where and how young people spend their time outside of school can have profound implications for their future development. In 2007, researchers at Loyola University and the University of Illinois analyzed dozens of studies and concluded that high-quality after-school programs can help kids improve their personal, social, and academic skills. Music Haven is an after-school program that provides free music lessons, instruments, mentoring, and chamber ensemble experience for kids who live in New Haven's Promise Zone neighborhoods. The nonprofit had a ribbon-cutting Friday for its new state-of-the-art home in Fairhaven, a culturally diverse, largely low-income part of the city. Here's an audio postcard.
My name is Noel Mitchell. I'm 17. I go to Wilbur Cross High School. I started playing the violin when I was in kindergarten. Music Haven has given me the opportunity to go travel different places and play music and make friends and connections.
What are the things you think you've learned from music that sort of spill out into other parts of your life?
I think definitely communication. In music, when you play chamber ensembles, you have to communicate with your fellow musicians. And I think I took those skills of, like, I would like to do this. Can we as a collective do this? And I think those skills transferred to my regular life, how to communicate better as a person.
My name is Anthony Campbell. I'm the chief of police for the city of New Haven. And having a facility like this here means so much. Far too often, especially when we talk about community policing and the health of the entire community, we forget that the arts and things like music are central to getting kids to understand that life is more than simply about going to school and figuring out what you're going to do, that we as human beings have a depth and a breadth about us that has to be plugged into. And this is one of the ways in which we make sure that the youth stay healthy and stay safe, to be quite frank. For a place like this to be right here in the Fairhaven section, it means the world.
My name is Jordan Brown. I am 16 years old, and I'm a junior at Cooperative Arts and Humanities High School.
How long have you been playing?
About 9 or 10 years, because I started when I was 6, and I'm 16 now. Most teens just say like that their friend's home is like their second home, but right now this is my second home, because I'm here the most out of, like, outside of my own house with all my friends and family here and the people I can, like, be myself around, and it's really fun.
Lauren Bishop Brown. What Music Haven has meant for Jordan has been something I can never pay for. It's given her focus, it's given her hope, and it's given me a connectivity to her that I don't think I would have found. Because as a mom, sometimes we're so disconnected because we're working and trying to strive and whatnot. But to see this little girl go from scratching on a violin to reading music to playing with her colleagues, they've given her character, content, and integrity, and I can never pay for that.
Voices of students, a parent, and the New Haven police chief, who were all attending a ribbon cutting for Music Haven's new building. The after-school music program, now located in Fairhaven, is in its 11th year. Music Haven's new facility offers teacher studios, practice and rehearsal rooms for kids, classrooms, and a student lounge homework area. Diane Orson, WNPR News.